Previously on Slam. In the flashbacks, we meet Bo, who recently moved away from his family to Inktown for a job promotion at Technofruits. Driven by his guilt for leaving his teenage daughter Evie, he joins the Slam Poetry Club in an effort to understand her. Meanwhile, the Slam Club is busted for meeting in the dean's office without permission and are kicked out. In the present, before the grand opening mic night at the Ain't Love Funny Bar, Bo calls his wife Amber, only to have Evie pick up. They haven't really been talking, by the way. And that's where we left off.
Hey, Amber, you on your way?
Dad?
Evie?
Welcome to Ain't Love Funny. We'll be getting started soon with some slam. That's a slam poetry. So gear up, get ready, and get excited. And hopefully you'll stay through the full show and enjoy all that we have to offer. Or you can leave if you don't like it. That's totally fine if you want to leave. Lots of people have left me over the course of my life. You can be just like them, or you can be just a standout person and just stay for the full show and just enjoy the lovely original, not plagiarized, very original pieces that we have for you here tonight. One of my favorite things about, you know, bars is that they offer you food when you drink.
I thought you weren't really coming. Your mom said you had band practice. I thought you were going
to
be busy.
Bo, we got to get backstage. Things about to go on.
Just a minute, Summer. I'm on the phone.
The show's about to start.
Did you not hear the announcements? Turn off your phone.
Excuse me. I'm a performer.
Bo, come on.
You know, and I thought to myself, who doesn't like pina coladas? And getting caught in the rain. And that's how Ain't Love Funny was born. And as you know, this bar, ALF, is an utter dream come true. Crazy, stupid love, if you will. You know, Harry says to Sally, when you realize you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody, you want the rest of your life to start as soon as possible. And this is the rest of my life starting today with all of you. Tonight we've got some slam poetry, and also the band Hazard Lights joining us. So please enjoy your shareable, clueless bar snacks and dirty dancing cocktails. And without much ado, get it? Please welcome to the stage Zinc Mendoza to perform the world premiere of an original, never-before-heard, romantic poem/song, This Is My Poem.
Hi guys, this is my poem. I hope you guys like it. I've been cheated by you since, you know when. So I made up my mind and I must come to an end. Look at me now, in my Chorus Line t-shirt. Will I ever learn? I don't know how, but I suddenly lose control. There's a flaming fire within my soul. Just one look and I can hear the bell ring. One more look and I forget everything. Oh, mamma mia.
Wow.
Here I go.
This is like
again.
So deep.
My
isn't
mom,
that?
How can
isn't
I
Isn't that flash dance?
Mamma
or hairspray?
It's from Grease, you idiot.
My mom. No.
That doesn't sound original.
Our boy's lost his nerve.
S-L-A-M. Slamming dots and poetry. This is a radio dramedy.
S-L-A-M.
We needed a transition song.
S-L-A-M.
Now we're going back in time.
So bring on the rebels, the angels, the devils, screenwriters, poets, and playwrights. And here's to the fools who dream. Crazy as they may seem. Here's to the hearts that break. Here's to the mess we make. I trace it all back to when I smiled through it and said I'd do it again. Thank you.
Zink's copying.
Get off my back, Quinn. That was an original poem written by moi.
You are breaking the rules of poetry.
Poetry has no rules. That's what makes it poetry.
Okay, but you definitely can't call something you plagiarized an original.
Oh yeah? Where did I plagiarize this from?
I may not know the exact reference, but I'm sure L does.
It does sound awfully familiar to Emma Stone's show-stopping scene in La La Land, the one where she doesn't move her hands and sings about her aunt.
Look at this! 90% of those words were from La La Land.
Quinn, no phones out.
Zink's cheating. A total foul.
It's just a poem. As a college senior, I've got bigger, more important things to think about.
Just a poem?
I said what I said.
Excuse me, you guys are blocking the machine.
You want to play murderous death? How old are you? Where are your parents?
Where are your parents?
Come on, guys. Let's move to the pinball machines. No one plays those.
Is the arcade really the only place we could meet at?
Unless Zink wins us back the Dean's favor. The arcade will have to do for now. All right. Moving on. Next is Summer.
This is just a start, but here it goes. Summer winds and summer skies, sweet as a mother's lullaby. Petals dance like butterflies, cozy as a pink
surprise!
Sunrise. Dean?
Are you stalking us?
Mr. Dean, you can't kick us out. We're on public terrain.
No. I'm not here to kick you out. I've been looking for you guys all over town. Quinn's team didn't know where she was, and Summer's mom said she might be at the tailor's getting the new dress fixed for the pageant, and...
Of course she did.
But the theater club finally pointed me to the arcade. Listen, I checked out your website, and I was blown away by it. You really need contact info on there. But I think you're all phenomenal poets, with quite an impressive collection of awards.
We won awards?
They're fake.
So you're not mad?
Oh, I'm still mad you used my office space. And that someone incrementally stole my Cheez-Its from the third drawer, thinking I wouldn't notice, but oh, I noticed. However, I'm willing to forgive you and offer you my space again for a price. Drumroll, please. Or not. anyways, I want Slam to be the opening act at my brand new Ain't Love Funny Bar in our Valentine's Day grand opening.
Ain't Love Funny?
Ain't Love Funny. It's a rom-com themed bar I've dreamed of opening since I was 13 and saw Phil Connors fall in love with Rita in their hotel bar on Groundhog Day.
Why us, though? Aren't there like a million other groups on campus you could ask?
Well, I did ask the Magic Club. But turns out they don't perform magic, they play magic. The Gathering. You know the one where they gather cards? the theater club offered to perform all of Les Miserables for a full 4 hours, but I thought about it and figured death and war and cholera isn't really the vibe I'm going for. Oh, and everyone else said no because they're busy, which is totally fine. I mean, ever since my dad left me at age 5, rejection's practically my middle name. That's me, Dean Stewart Rejection Campbell. And the point is that I've asked them all and it's down to you guys. So, how about it? You get my office back, and I'll even throw in a Costco-sized Cheez-Its pack. Hey? Hey?
Cool. Yes!
Great! Okay, it's a deal. Mi casa is tu casa. My oficina. not my house. Please, do not come to my house.
So you came all the way to the arcade to ask us to perform?
Of course! And also to play some laser tag. Oh, and... everything you do for the show must be original. I can't risk Walt Whitman suing me. See you guys later. Hey, Ben, what's up? I'm so gonna slay you in today's game. Did I use that word right?
Well, this is great news, people. Let's call it a day and we'll start preparing for the show next week.
There are moments that the words don't reach.
Wait up, why are you walking
There's
so fast?
There's a grace too powerful to name. We push away what we can never Zink? Understand.
Bud.
We push away.
Zink, is that the sad Hamilton song? You never sing that one.
I'm not singing.
Yeah. You did. I have a leg injury, not an ear injury. Bo, you heard him singing that, right?
Well, if it's from Hamilton, I wouldn't know. I don't really understand that show. Seems kind of overrated to me.
Overrated? Are you kidding me, old man? Traitor, you're a traitor!
Why would you say that?
What? What did I say?
You know what? I think I'm gonna go for a drink. Anyone want to come with me?
I'm still 15.
I'll stick with Summer.
Oh, look at the time. Gotta go for physical therapy.
Right.
Think. Wait up.
Right. Well then. Class dismissed. Bye.
Summer, I don't get it. What did I say?
Okay. How do I put this? What does Evie do when she's sad? For example, when I'm sad, I curl up under my bed with my stuffed animals and I dive into the magic treehouse.
Oh, magic. Okay. Well, I didn't know kids still believe in magic these days.
It's a kids' book series.
Oh. Oh, well, Evie, well, she likes to listen to angry rock and roll music, actually. She'll grab Amber's old records and play it at top volume, turn off all the lights in her room, and do this, I don't know, this weird interpretive dance. You know, rocking out, twisting her arms and legs in the air.
What's she like after?
It has this weird calming effect on her. Afterwards, she definitely seems more relaxed, happier. It does wonders for her.
Well, that's what Hamilton is for Zink.
Okay. Then what's up with Elle? Wait, does this have something to do with you-know-who?
You-know-who?
You-know-who, the person who left last year and... Look, I understand. Something weird clearly happened here, but I'm the new guy, so I get it. It's none of my business. But I don't want to trigger Zink or Elle or any of you again, so... Can you tell me what happened? Okay, that's fine. I won't bring up Hamilton again.
You know who said some pretty hateful things before she left? What she said to Zink, he's never been the same since.
Wait, you can't leave us. You're part of Slam. We're family.
No, Zink. I'm done with poetry and all of you lying maids.
You're the one who said that poetry is everything good and beautiful, and you can make a way through the darkness. Like in Hamilton, where he literally writes his
Hamilton
way out.
Is overrated! And stop following me.
You always say that poetry is the key to healing.
No, Zing. Poetry can't do any of that. It can't do shit. Definitely not your poetry, because believe me, you don't have a single creative bone in your body. Also, Hamilton lied to you. You can't write your way out of anything, okay? Nobody's poetry can save the world, and especially not yours, Zing.
Zink.
Ow! My headphones! They were just about to do the whole rewind transition from helpless to satisfied.
Really, Zink? You're ditching class to watch Hamilton at the dean's front desk?
I'm working. Manning the desk.
No, you're not. Today's Tuesday. You're supposed to be in class.
So are you. What are you doing here?
Zink, this is not about me. How many times have you watched Hamilton film this semester?
Twice.
Beep. Airball. Let's try that again. How many times?
26 times.
I'm pretty sure even for a nerd like you, that's not normal. Zink, I've barely seen you in the last 2 weeks. You haven't even been to Slam. What's going on? Where have you been?
None of your business.
Hello? We're supposed to be a team. Yopping without you is like the Lakers without LeBron James. You know, he's the only player in NBA history to average 25-plus PPG in the postseason heading into the NBA Finals with three different teams?
Cool?
Try insane. The guy's made finals each time he's made the playoffs.
Poetry's not competition.
Okay, you're not getting it. Try this. Who is that on the screen?
That's Academy-nominated... Pulitzer Prize, Tony, Grammy, and Emmy award-winning playwright, rapper, and actor, Mr. Lin-Manuel Miranda, in the titular role of Mr. Alexander Hamilton in the musical Hamilton, which garnered 11 Tony Awards in the year 2016.
So, what would Hamilton be without him?
Nothing.
That's Slam without Zinc.
Are you kidding me? No. You don't need me. I'm not Lin. I can't be Lin. He is a genius. And me? I hate to break it to you, Quinn, but I do not have a single creative bone in my body.
That's not true. The pen is mightier than the sword because you can conceal it as your weapon of choice.
That's funny.
You said that. May 9th.
I did?
Horns are meant to be tooted. Anyone who suggests otherwise has clearly never played horn before. August 21st. Giggles are like bubbles. You gotta let them out before you burst. 2 weeks ago.
You write down things I say.
It's my playbook for life. You know, for sharing things I think are pretty useful or funny or deep or whatever.
I'm flattered, Quinn, but look, for Slam, I'm just not good enough.
Look, who do you want to be, Zink? Hamilton or the dude that's not Hamilton?
Hamilton ends up dead?
You know what? Forget it. I'm just gonna go.
Quinn.
What?
Do you want to watch the rest of Hamilton with me?
Fine. I've always wanted to know how the dude dies. But the moment you start narrating to me, I am out of here.
I promise.
Pink from the day we started, blue since the day we parted. Why did you ever let me go? What's it to ya? And now I really know, my, you should not have let me go.
Zink, that was amazing.
I failed. That poem wasn't original. I'm unoriginal.
What? That's nonsense. Listen, they all love you.
No, I don't deserve it. I couldn't do it. I'm a fake. I stand for nothing. I threw away my shot. I'm a burr.
No, Zink. You passionately smashed every expectation.
Did you just quote Hamilton at me?
And something about an act of creation. I don't exactly remember the line. Watched it a while back.
Past patiently waiting, I'm passionately smashing every expectation and every action's an act of creation. That one?
Yeah, exactly. That. What I'm trying to say is you created.
But I just recycled all the words.
Every action is an act of creation. Every action is an act of creation. Zink, whatever you do is original.
The way you did it. No one else could do it like you.
And next up, we have Quinn Parker here to regale us with her stunning poem, Standing on the Rim. She can slam dunk, but can she slam poems? Put your hands together for Inktown star player. Quinn?
Quinn? L? Where is Quinn?
Guys? Where's Quinn?
Slam. Created by Surim Lee and Cassandra Xiao. Produced and directed by Surim Lee. Written by Cassandra Xiao. Starring Ken Westrick, Venice Olier, Monique Rangel Onwegbuzia, Axel Avenido, and Talia Hankin. Featuring Logan Kluche, Phoebe Morris, Kira Morris, Hunter Lutzberg, and Hershey Suri. Intro and outro voiced by Tamron Hodge. edited by Sydney Sharon. Assistant editor, Olivia Stone. Audio engineering by Kyra Isabella Chin. Sound design and mix by Kyra Isabella Chin. Score composed by Sal Volpe. Theme song by Vincent Lay. Slam is a production of Lime Tree Productions.